Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams, coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Let's go to the Cure Hotline, where we have Darren Smith. He is host of The Ship with Darren Smith on Sports Radio 810 out of Kansas City. And Darren, we've been talking a lot of Kansas City Chiefs football, just like I think a lot of different other radio shows, TV shows out there. First off, thank you so much for coming on the show with us.
Oh, you're very welcome, man. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Now, what has been the vibe out of the training camp so far there for the Kansas City Chiefs? Obviously, no Tyreek Hill this year. That's been a huge part of it. What have you been seeing there from training camp?
We've been seeing the new set of wide receivers stepping up. Juju Smith-Schuster, he's making a name for himself with the Chiefs, making a lot of connections with Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, the second-round draft pick is Sky Moore. He's going to look good for Kansas City. And the addition of Marquez, Dodd, and Scanlon is going to be good for the Chiefs again. You know, for the Chiefs now this year, it's something that they haven't had over the last few seasons. They actually got big receivers and tall receivers that are also fast and can make plays underneath as well as stretch the field to go along with Mecole Hardman.
Now, you went right into it with the wide receiver side here. That's been a huge question mark with so many people. You look at Juju Smith-Schuster's background. Of course, he had his blowout year with Antonio Brown there with the Pittsburgh Steelers when that happened, but he kind of faded away. MVS has never really been thrusted into that role, and when he has, when he was with the Green Bay Packers and Devontae Adams was out, we never really saw him thrive in any kind of way. When he was given those opportunities, are you seeing those guys taking steps forward? And right now, how would you delineate the wide receiver depth chart? Would you go Juju the one, or how would you run that?
You know, it's interesting because Andy Reid really doesn't get into specifics on who's the number one or number two. Basically, he kind of lets the play call and dictate it, and whoever's open will get the ball. But running in the first unit, if you just go off of a base offense, you've got Juju and MVS as the starting wide receivers, but since they're going to be wide receivers, you'll have Mecole in there as well. But to your point, though, I think one of the big differences, one of the big realities is the fact that Patrick was able to get those wide receivers to come down to Texas with him in the offseason to work on trying to build a rapport with those receivers. Because, look, if you bring Tyreek Hill back, you pretty much got the same type of offense where defenses and it came to the same problem that they had most of last year. Now that you traded Tyreek and you got all these assets, now you really don't know how to defend Kansas City. So you're gonna have to hit them with a base defense when you first come out in Arizona, and then you have to kind of pick your poison because you really won't know who to double outside of Travis Kelce. So if you double Travis, then obviously it's gonna be a wide receiver or running back open, and then it's gonna go to the receiver and Patrick puts the ball in between the numbers, and they'll be able to make sure that they make the claims.
We're talking with Darren Smith. You can follow him on Twitter at Darren Smith WHB. Now, obviously when you look around the AFC West, and really just the NFL as a whole, I want to say at this point, but we'll keep it with the AFC as a whole. Everybody who's near the top rankings or in the AFC West has been gunning to reach the Chiefs, try to catch up to the Chiefs because they have been the powerhouse over the last few years. Where are you at when you look at the teams building up defense like they have in the AFC West just to stop Patrick Mahomes? Do you feel like they've done enough, or is it just going to be more Chiefs going down the future where they're just going to be able to keep finding wins against these teams like they have in the past years?
I'm someone who really don't like to play both sides, but if you stop and think about it, Kansas City, they do have the best quarterback, they have the best head coach, and they have the best tight end. However, all the other teams, I still believe, have made upgrades all the way around. If you look at the Los Angeles Chargers, and that's where a lot of people are thinking that could be the team to knock the Chiefs out of the top spot. Obviously, they kept Austin Eckler, they kept Mike Evans, they kept the other one, Mike Williams. And but when you look at what they did on defense, you had a defensive player of the year, and Khalil Mack traded for him to go alongside Joey Bosa. I mean, they can't do anything but help the defense out. So this is going to be a make or break year for the course of Justin Herbert, because this is third year and he has yet to make the playoffs. So they got a lot to play for. And then you look at the Denver Broncos. You add Russell Wilson. They already had a pretty good defense, but they didn't have a really good quarterback. Now you got him. You put him with Jerry Jeudy. You you got some depth at the running back position with the Melvin Gordon. So they can also cause some trouble in the AFC West, even if the Raiders. I know a lot of people poo-poo the Raiders, but think about it. The Raiders made the playoffs anyway. It's kind of the fact of what happened with the head coach, Darren Gruden. And then you add the Devontae Adams back, you add the best wide receiver in football to that offense. That can only mean that they should be on paper at least be better than what they were before.
I agree with you on that. I mean, you look at it on paper. When you look at the AFC West on paper, you can say that, look, the Chiefs have been more of a negative storyline, and the rest of the AFC West seem to be more on a positive storyline. Do you feel that the Chiefs, I mean, is it just business as usual as it's been out there so far for them?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I wouldn't say business as usual because they know that they have a lot to prove. You know, you see the second, if you remember watching that second half collapse against Cincinnati, they have a lot to prove. And again, with the changes that they made, there's a lot of changes even on the defensive side of football. You bring Justin Reed in and place a Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, there's a lot that Kansas City has to prove to themselves, let alone the fans here.
Now, when you're looking, and we're speaking with Darren Smith right now, host of the Ship with Darren Smith over on Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. When you're looking at the Chiefs this season, what is one thing that sticks out to you that might be the biggest shock of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs?
That schedule. That schedule is hellacious. I mean, if you look at it, I think in November, just November alone, I mean, they're going to be going up against Buffalo. They're going to be going up against the Chargers.
Right.
We got the Bengals. Yeah.
Hold on, you cut out there for just a second there, Darren.
I'm sorry. I said that, you know, there's a stretch in November where I think they play the Bills, they play the Chargers in L.A., then you come home and you play the Rams at home right after Thanksgiving. Then the following week you got the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, they have a hellacious schedule. So I would just say when you look at the schedule, Kansas City can't afford to go 3-4 like they did last year. You go 3-4 this year, there's no way that you turn that around when the AFC West and win the division and having the chance to host the AFC Championship for the fifth year in a row.
We're talking with Darren Smith. Ray Dosky, say hello to Darren Smith.
Hey, Darren, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Ray?
Not much. I'm just excited. Football's back. I got a question for you. So last year, well, the last few seasons in Kansas City, there's always been questions, Mark, about the whole running back situation there. Last year, you guys rushed, I think, a little under 2,000 yards, brought you about the middle of the league. They've made a big adjustment this year, signing Ronald Jones into that backfield. Do you believe the rushing attack will be better this year compared to last year?
Yes. The Chiefs drafted a rookie, I think, in the 6th, 7th round, Isaiah Pacheco. And looking at him physically, he looks like a slimmer version, but a big version of Kareem Hunt. And he's been taking a lot of risks with the number one team as well. So I think, and to be honest, Ronald Jones is actually beneath him on the depth chart going into Chicago's game this Saturday, the first preseason game. So I think the Chiefs will be good at running back. I think there's nothing wrong with having the depth because Ryan was a little hesitant, kind of injury prone over the last 2 seasons. And even for him, this year is a major break year for him. So the fact that you bring in Jake McKinnon back, you got Ronald Gore, you got another running back 2 years after you take part of the third in the first round. There's a lot of depth in the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are really high on the rookie as well. So I think the running game is going to be good, but obviously everything starts in Patrick Mahomes.
Darren, I appreciate you coming on, my man. We really appreciate it. Wanted to get some Kansas City love on the show here in Nashville, Tennessee. If you go follow him on Twitter, at Darren Smith, WHB. Thank you so much, my man.
Anytime. I'll do this again when we host the Titans and we beat each other this time around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens then. We'll definitely reach back out, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, take care.
Darren Smith has been our guest talking some Kansas City Chiefs.